All right, we're in Perek Vav and Hilchos Deos, and we were talking about we left off with the halacha of lo sista sachicha b'levecha, which means that you're not allowed to hate another Jew, and it's specific to Jew, but you're not allowed to hate another Jew. That's an issur d'oraisa, and it's not the verbalization, but rather just internally. If you internally hate another Jew, you're over an issur d'oraisa. Okay. However, in the halacha Vav, the Rambam counters a bit where he says, Kishayachta ish leish, okay? So if one person does something bad, okay, I mean literally wrong or sin to another person, okay, lo yistemenu v'yishtok, okay, the person should not remain silent, right? So if one person commits a sin against another person, if he violates some type of ben adam lechaver or halacha, the guy should not be quiet about it. Okay, because we see the case in Navi, which where we're talking about in Russia there, right? Where he didn't say anything out loud, and rather he hated him, right? Ela mitzvah alav lohodiyah v'lomalo lama sisili kach v'kach v'lama chatasali b'davar ploni. Rather, it's a mitzvah to actually say to the person, listen, why'd you do this to me? Right? Why did you act in such a way? Why did you commit this sin to me? Okay, because that's considered admonition, admonishing your fellow Jew. There's an open, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa in the Torah to admonish, to give tochacha to your fellow Jew. Okay, if the person who did this sin to you asks for mechila, you must forgive him. And the person who's supposed to give the forgiveness shouldn't be cruel about it. Shenemar vayispal Avram Elokim. Okay, so tochacha is a very, very, and we're getting more into it in the next halacha, but it's a very, very tricky halacha because there is something I would argue certainly today's society that is troubling about correcting someone else's actions. You know, people. First of all, people don't take tochacha well at all. No one likes to be told they're doing something wrong. There's a lot of psychological explanations for that, but the fact is, in Yahadis, the Torah demands. There's a demand that it's a chiyuv, it's an obligation that if you see your fellow Jew sinning, you must return him back to the good. And the reason why really is because it's a certain collective responsibility we have, as you see as you present Allah Chazayin. So he says, "Aroch haveiro shechato shahalach b'derech l'tova." Okay, if I see my friend, another Jew, sinning and not following the proper path. Okay. Note, by the way. Okay. Both points there. Chata, which means a halachic sin, shahalach b'derech l'tova. It means his midos, his personality traits are not good. Okay. Mitzvah lahachzir l'muzav ulodiyah shu chotel atzma masav arayim. It's a positive commandment to return that person, to explain to him that he's doing something wrong. Okay, and to get him to what he called come back and do the right thing. Shenemar ocheir tochir samisacha. Okay, so that's your obligation. Okay, that's number one. Next, I'll get to the question in a second. Next, hamochiach es chaveiro bein bedvarim shebeino lebeino bein bedvarim shebeino lebeino mako. Now, there's two kinds of chatam another Jew can commit. One is between fellow man. The other one is between him and God. Okay, tzarech lo chicho beino lebein atzmo. Okay, he has to do it in a way where he does tochacha privately. The job by tochacha is not to publicly rebuke the person; it's to do it privately. Now, that I would argue is one of the greatest challenges for a person to engage in tochacha. Tochacha is not about showing that you're better than the other person. Tochacha is about teaching them, about really telling them in a very patient and gentle way. Listen, you did something wrong. Let's work it out. Let's figure out how to get you back on the right path. Okay, you're there to help the person. You're not there to show that you're better. Okay, im kibal mimenu mutav. So if he accepts the tochacha, awesome. Vim lav yochicho pam shniyo shlishis. But if not, you have to continue giving him tochacha a second and even a third time. Okay, vechein tamid chay vadam lochicha. And you're obligated to constantly give the person tochacha ad shiakeyo achote, until the chote basically hits you, okay, and says, v'yomar lo, eini shamea, just leave me alone. I'm not going to listen to this anymore. Okay, v'chol she'efshar b'yoto limchos ve'ena mocha, okay, and whoever has the possibility of going ahead and giving someone tochacha and chooses not to do it, hu nispas ba'avon elu, kevon she'efshar limchos behem. So really, you become, you share a responsibility in the sin being performed by the other Jew. So that's why this is like a communal responsibility, okay? It's a communal responsibility that I care about my fellow Jew, and how do I demonstrate how much I care about my fellow Jew? Because I don't want him to sin. I want him to act in the best possible manner. Okay, so when you first give tochacha, lo yidaber lo kashos ad shiach demeno. So you don't speak to him in a very like harsh and aggressive way until basically the guy is embarrassed. Shem rav lo siso lo chait, right? So you don't like yell at him or like say to him like, what the heck's wrong with you? How could you do something as stupid as this? Or you know, like that kind of thing. That's very bad. Kacham ruchachamim yocho ata mochicho upana mishtanos tamal lomar lo siso lo chait, right? So you don't want him to give tochacha to the point where his face changes, meaning you're embarrassing him. Mikan, right? So what do we learn from this? And we actually deduce from this idea a separate prohibition that I'm not allowed to embarrass a Jew. Okay, it's usher, and certainly in front of other people. And while it's true that if a person embarrasses another Jew, he doesn't get malchus, it's a tremendous, very, very bad sin. That's what the Chachamim famously said. If you embarrass your fellow Jew, which here means like, in other words, his face really turns color, right? You lose your share in the world to come. Now, obviously, it's not to be taken too literally, but it's trying to reinforce the importance of another person's self-esteem and how embarrassment is so destructive to a person's just regular self-esteem. I mean, okay. That's why you have to be extra careful not to embarrass your friend in front of other people, meaning your fellow Jew. And here's an interesting halacha, okay? You should not call him a name that you know would cause him to be embarrassed, okay? Like, let's say a certain nickname. And you shouldn't, like, tell a story in front of him that you know, like something he did that you know for sure will cause him to be embarrassed. Okay, this is all talking about, all right, things that are sins or issues that have to deal with man to man. Okay, but let's say it comes to areas of bin adam l'makom. Okay, im lo chazer bo b'seser. Let's say the guy does not return back to the correct path. Okay, let's say the guy is over, Shabbos. Okay, and he refuses to give up on that. Then you do embarrass him publicly. Right? Right? So in that situation, if he doesn't listen to the tochacha privately, okay, you publicize his chet. Okay? You get aggressive with it. You can verbally abuse him for it. Okay? You can curse him. You can do anything necessary. So basically, you can function like a navi. That's what a prophet would do. A prophet's job would be to give tochacha, to get the Jewish people to come back to the right path, publicly, okay? You do the same thing here. So if a person is over in Isser ben Adon l'makom, okay, and he doesn't want to do tochacha, you can go ahead and get up in front of the shul and say, that guy over there, Tom is a Mechal Shabbos guy, he didn't listen to my tochacha, we should heap scorn upon him. Okay, that's what you can do when it comes to tochacha. Okay, it says halacha test mishachat olav chavero v'lo rotza lo chicha v'lo darbo lo klum neishahaya chote hedyo biyoser. Okay, so what's the exception? Let's say a person does a chait to me, and I don't want to give him tochacha, right? Why? Because the guy is like an idiot. Okay, he's like a simple guy, right? O shahay se daita mishabeshes, or, right? He's mentally not all there, okay? Umachalo belibo, all right? And he forgave him, inside. He didn't say it publicly, but in his head he did. Lo satmo v'lo chicho, hariz deminis chasidus, lo ikpida torah ela al ha mishtane, okay? Al mastema. So, if a person in this situation, he doesn't have to give him tochacha, okay? It's okay. And that's considered a minis chasidus, right? It's only insofar as the concern of someone who feels hatred towards the other person. But if I know the person who committed the sin, let's say, is not all mentally there, or let's say he's a hedgehog, he's like not such a smart guy, So then you don't have to necessarily do tochacha. There's no reason why you have to give the guy tochacha. You can leave it be. Okay? Halacha yud. Chayv adam lizar b'soma v'almanos v'neshe nafshan shvela l'ma'od v'rochim n'mucha. Okay? So as we've seen something like this before, but it's you're obligated to be extremely careful when it comes to orphans and widows. Why? Because they're literally, their spirits are very, very low. Right? Nafshan shvela l'ma'od. They're very, like their self-esteem is at a very low level. V'rochem nemucha, right? And they're depressed, basically. Right? Af b'shem bali mamam. Okay? Even if they're wealthy. Okay? Afilu almano shamelech v'yisomav musharim anu alayan shenemra ka'omana v'yasom lo se'onin. So even if the widow's wealthy, let's say she inherited a tremendous amount from her dead husband, it's irrelevant. We have to be very, very careful with them. V'yach no'ginim ayin. So how should you act among them? Lo yidaber alayim el rachos. You speak to them very gently, right? You should only act in an honoring way for them. And you should not cause them to do too much work or aggravate them too much. And you should be more careful with their money than your money. So anyone who puts them down or gets them angry or causes them pain, etc., you're over an isersh, and even more so if you go ahead and hit them or curse them. Alright? The love ze, even though there's no, you don't get malchus for this iser, hare on shumafurish batorah. Right? The God says openly in the Torah, Vichara api. God says in the Torah, I will get angry and I will destroy you. Okay? So God openly warns you not to mess with the Yasam and Amana. Okay? Bris Karas Lahan. God made a covenant with them. Mishamar Vahaya Olam. Shekolzman Shehem Soakim. Mechamas Heim Netanim. That God made a deal that whenever they cry out because they're being wronged, right? God will answer. Shemar Kiim Tsak Tsaok Yitzak Eli. Shema Eshma Tsaakasa. Okay? Bamed Varamurim. Bizman she'ina osan litzarach atzma. So when does this apply? When is a person going to get punished for this? Or when does the iser apply? When you, what do you call it? You cause them suffering, right, for your own benefit, okay? Aval ino sam harav k'di lam dan Torah. All right, so let's say a Rebbe has a student in his shir, and the student's an orphan. He's allowed to cause him to suffer a little bit, okay? So let's say in training them for a job. O la licha maderach ishara. Or to teach them how to act properly, hareiz the mutter. Then you can cause them to suffer a little bit because you're doing it for a greater good. V'afal pichein lo yinug behem mina kol adam, but you shouldn't cause that type of inoy in the normal way. Eliyasalem hefresh, right? You should treat them a little separately. V'yinahalem benachas uverachem and gedolim, and you should lead them with in a very gentle way, full of mercy. V'kavod shenemar ki Hashem yariv rivam. Echad yasam av, echad yasam aim. It doesn't matter if they're lost, a mother or a father. That a masa nikram yisomim l'ninze. And until when is a person considered an orphan? Ashul lo yutzrichan adam gadol yisamech alav ul'omnon litavah behem. You're considered an orphan until you're basically become independent and you're not relying on someone else to help take care of you. El ye'osa kol tzorchi atzmo l'atzmo kishra kol gadolim. So basically, when the person establishes a certain level of financial independence, at that point, he's no longer the yasam that is being referred to in the Torah. Okay. A start parak Zayim. Okay. Now, a little background. It's important to know. So first, in Halacha Aleph, he says, HaMaragel b'chavero over below sasa. Okay. Now, what's Maragel mean? Maragel means person who collects, well, we'll say negative information about his friend. Right? That's when you're over the Isser. Shenemra lo selech rachav almecha. And you'll see what rechilus is in a second. Rechilus is what's in the Torah. Lo selech Rachil Balmecha. Okay, that's not Lashon Hara. V'avapish ain't lokin al davarzeh, and even though we don't get malchus for this, avon gadol hu, v'garm laharog nefashos rabos misrael. Not only is it a bad sin, right, but it causes killing, causes violence among people. Okay? L'kach nismach lo, l'osamol al damrecha, tsei v'loman ma'ira l'doeg ha'adomi. Right? So using the case of Doeg, basically we see the idea of what he called, of how gossip can lead to violence, okay? Now, that's not such a crazy thing, right? I mean, that's fairly intuitive, but how it works is what's very interesting. So what's rechilus? We have to understand what rechilus is to understand why it's a problem. So lach habez, ezehu rachil, so what is it? Zeh shetoin dvarim beholach mizeh lozeh, ve'omer kach amar ploni, kach shemati, al ploni, Okay, alpha pinshu ms hariza macher ves olam. Okay, so what do? So I, let's say I collect certain information about Reuven, okay, and I deliver it to Shimon, okay. So I collect information about Reuven and I go to Shimon and I say, this is what I heard about Reuven, okay. And then what do you call it? And then in some extent also, you go back, let's say, to Reuven and say, this is what I heard about Shimon. Meaning you are you treat gossip as a commodity, okay? That's Machar V'Olam, okay? That is, and you're destroying the world, but that's Rechilus. So now the Rambam says, Yesh Avon Godol Mizeh Admor, and this is a famous, famous issue in the Rambam. The Rambam says there's an Isser, there's a prohibition worse than Rechilus, okay? V'hu B'chlal Lavzeh, and it's considered under the category of Rechilus, and that's called V'hu Lashon Hara. So notice, the Rambam separates out Lashon Hara as being worse than Rechilus, but that's not what the Isser in the Torah is. The Isser in the Torah is Rechilus. So what's Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is V'hu HaMesaper B'gnus Chavero Ach B'Shomer Emes. That's where a person says degrading things about another Jew, even if they're true. Okay? So, in relating negative information about a Jew, even if it's true, that's what I'm over Lashon Hara. Aval Omer Sheker, but if I say something untrue about another Jew, right? Nikra Motzi Shemra Achavero. That's considered, and I think everyone knows this, Motzi Shemra. Aval Ba Lashon Hara, but what about the guy who speaks Lashon Hara? What is he doing? Okay? Zesh Yoshev Omer Kach V'Kach Asaploni, Kach V'Kach Fayavosav, Kach V'Kach Shemati Olav, Amad Varm Shalganai. He basically talks about all the negative things about this person, but they're all true. Azel Markasov, Yikaris Hashem called Sfasai, Chalakos, Lashon, Midbaris Gedolos. Okay? So, Midbaris Gedolos. So, what do you see here? You see that Rechilus and Lashon Hara are not the same thing. Rechilus is the technical, halachic Isser, whereas Lashon Hara is, according to Rambam, is the worst of the two, but doesn't quite fit underneath the same category. It's not the same thing as Rechilus.